The painter of this vase is anonymous, but he has been called the Endocrates painter, after the potter with whom he worked. We know that the potter's name was Endocrates. His incised signature appears on the foot of the vessel. At the center of the main scene is a bowl on three long legs. The tripod is the symbol of Delphi, one of the greatest sanctuaries of the Greek world. Delphi was the site of an oracle, a place people visited to put questions to the god Apollo and receive prophetic answers. In the image, Apollo holds the right side of a tripod in one hand and his characteristic bow and arrow in the other. The powerful nude figure on the other side of the tripod is Heracles, the heroic strongman, holding his club above his head. The exploits of Heracles included encounters with human adversaries and monstrous animals. On the white lip of the vase, you see him strangling the invincible lion of Nemea. In the myth depicted on the body of the vase, Heracles killed a man and was struck with a disease as punishment. He went to Delphi to find out how to atone for his crime, but the oracle refused to answer him. In a rage, he seized the tripod and stole it to set up his own oracle. Behind Apollo is his sister Artemis, smelling a flower and also holding a bow. In front of Heracles is his divine protector, Athena. This is the moment when either the god or the hero might win, and the tripod stands upright between them. In the end, Apollo wins out, and the tripod remains in Delphi. This amphora marks a turning point in Athenian vase painting. It is one of the earliest executed in the red figure technique.